My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, third day of August. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all the Aerosmith fans in Barnesville.
Barnesville?
Barnesville, Georgia.
Oh, Lamar County.
So we throw that out there. This song and others like it, you will no longer hear live. Word came down this past week that Aerosmith is disbanded. Have no choice because Steven Tyler's voice is gone.
Wow.
And I thought, sure, which means the October 11th date scheduled here for State Farm is canceled. Now, this could be a Steve Perry thing where the remaining members, Joe Perry and those guys, go out and recruit somebody. And
right?
Get somebody like what Journey did. They found a Filipino guy, and I say that because he looked nothing like Steven Tyler. Steve Perry.
Steve Perry. Well, that wasn't the point, is he?
But he sounded just like him.
Yeah,
he sounded
like
just like Steve Perry. So, you know, I don't know.
Y'all see all that money Queen's still making?
Thank you.
They put Adam Lambert right in the spot, and that was that. He went from American Idol to Queen.
But they didn't put any new. They didn't put any new music out.
No, they just still running.
And they just ran the old stuff over and over again. He might have put some music out individually. I find that weird.
Yeah, he did. He put out an album or two by himself.
There's bands that have done that. They've switched lead singers, and they become completely different bands. Eric Clapton's got like four bands he's been a part of, but the only band that switched lead singers and then went back out and got even more successful. Well,
Van Halen.
That's the ones with Sammy. So
Sammy Hager.
Yeah. Steven Tyler is like I said.
I was gonna try to catch that October show too.
Is that a, yeah? So you know,
we'll see what they do between now and October. Well, you know, folks don't like to leave money on the table, so we'll see what they figure out.
Did you get the news? Because Steven Tyler makes me think of some of the TV he's done, and you know, he'll do other things. And he was on what was that? Was he American Idol?
He was on American Idol. Yep.
So did you hear the news, you know, because What's-Her-Face quit, Katy Perry quit.
Well, you knew that when she decided to restart her career, which is flop era 2.0, it looks like.
Exactly. But did you hear who signed?
Who?
She's coming back.
Nicki Minaj?
No, Carrie Underwood.
Oh, I'm going to tell y'all somebody that don't miss a bet. Carrie Underwood's career has just been so, like everybody has challenges, right? But like, to be in that realm of country that just prints money, mm-hmm. and it's not that, you know, like media-inducing or camera-invasive, man, so that just get a bag, Carrie. Just print money and get a bag, Carrie Underwood. Impressive.
She got that thing.
Impressive. Like John Wall in the NBA. Impressive.
And she's doing it with a hockey player.
Yep.
I think she's still with that dude, right, from the Predators, Nashville Predators?
Yep, she got a hockey player, and Candace Cameron Burke. Oh, my Lanta has a hockey player.
Everybody gets a hockey player, right? Yep. Let you know what's coming up here at the radio station. We are going to be all over Falcons camp. Morning shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy are going to be there on Monday. They'll be at the Ticketmaster Studios, Dukes and Bell. Guess where they'll be? They'll be at Hooters.
Yeah, of course.
They'll be at Hooters.
They got the short straw again.
Ball of Georgia.
They pulled the short straw again.
Wednesday, Dukes and Bell will be at Taco Mac in Marietta. Thursday, Steakhouse will be at Chops from 6 until 8. That's not their show. They'll just be doing a personal appearance. And then Friday, Dukes and Bell will be at Twin Peaks, Kennesaw.
Yeah.
The following week, everybody's going back to Falcons training camp.
Yeah.
They'll be there Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Where will Dukes and Bell be?
Again?
It'll be at Hooters in Mullah, Georgia. So.
Well, the team's getting ready to ship out. They worked out yesterday evening, and of course, you know, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game was at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and seeing the fans come out because they've had the rare opportunity to see the team. They haven't had a chance to go up to Flowery Branch. It's not open for the fans to come out and watch there. They went to Second Year High School last Saturday night, and last night they're at Mercedes-Benz Stadium to watch the team work out. Got a chance to see Kirk Cousins in action, as we found out that they're going to kind of, you know, take their time with the progression of bringing him in to play, not going to see him play in any of the preseason games. But, you know, he talks a little bit about the team. Let's hear from Kirk talking about Jesse Bates on the other side of the team and the leadership that this guy brings.
Yeah, he intercepted me yesterday, so he's probably taken more from those meetings than I am. But it was also a reminder that he may be a little different than your average safety. So, no, I think it was just in the spring, you know, hey, you know, could we watch film? And we need to do it more. You know, we need to find the time to keep doing it. But, you know, I kind of see him as the quarterback of the defense a little bit, and he's a problem. You know, it's tough when you drop back. It's Ed Reed. It's Troy Polamalu. It's you drop back, and you're like, I see where Jesse is, but I don't think he's going to end up there. And so it kind of puts something in the back of your mind. And, it's hard to play fast. It's hard to play decisive. You know, safeties want to be in their position. They want to do their job. And I think at times when you can know things well enough to say, I'm going to leave my job but not hurt the team because I can go help somebody and go make a play, you better know what you're doing. And he does.
Yep. Okay. What you're saying. You know what? And how nice would it be for the Falcons to get another season from Jesse Bates like the one they got last year? I mean, just incredible season. If he can bring that back this season, that'll be so big for the Falcons' defensive unit. But good to hear Kirk Cousins' reflection on that.
What kind of year do you need to see from Kyle Pitts?
A productive one, one where he is involved, he's involved, and used in the ways you can use him. If you're going to split him out and take him down the field some, but. You know, he's got to be that guy that you look for. If your quarterback's moving and your guy's got to move the sticks, that's his gig.
Well, I want to say, I was going to say, this is the year you show us why there was so much hype.
Oh, yeah.
This has got to be the year, okay? Notice you have somebody who we believe will get you the ball in a lot better position than you've had in the past, and this is just one of the names. I'm picking up guys whose names have been connected with something special, but we haven't seen that special yet. And so that's why I was asking. This is one of those names. This is this year. We need to see that. And I imagine head coach knows that.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
he knows
that, and he knows that this has been a weapon that has been unused. We've got all these weapons that weren't used. Now we're going to see how. And this means this offense should look completely different than what we've seen in the past. That's the exciting thing for me. I'm looking forward to seeing what this is going to look like.
Well, with the balanced offense, with the quarterback then deliver, we've seen this offense run the ball now. We had a 1,000-yard running back season before that. So, I mean, we've seen them do that. We want to see them do better in the passing game. And first of all, we got two very capable quarterbacks. Let's see how our line does as far as pass. We know they can run block. Mm-hmm. You know, let's see if we can do the pass block. And the big challenge, obviously, with Kirk Cousins coming back, is to keep him standing up. And keep him upright, you know. So that's the thing you watch for. I think he got knocked down yesterday. He was doing something, and I think he ended up getting knocked down. And I'm like, man, people put this guy in bubble wrap. Everybody was panicking. But I mean, as far as I know, he's
get him a body guardian.
They were yelling sack, sack. So I think he did get touched a little bit yesterday.
They gonna welcome him to the team. The defense guy's going to give him a shot and go, welcome to the Falcons.
No,
not a big one. I'm just saying something.
Not even a little one.
We'll they like, no. Nah, we want to win. We need it, you up
for right. We need them right.
Saying, they, you know, they took a little shot. That could have been it.
That'd be none of that.
No, that's right side.
That's been somebody Green Bay Packers in the 60s, Greg. That ain't happening.
I'm talking about a crime here. I'm not saying that. I'm saying just a little extra.
The investment is much
oof.
Too large for that. The investment is much too large for that.
Dude, you, again, you're missing. You're taking it way too far. I'm just saying just a little something to the arms, to the shoulder, to something that's, you know, nothing's going to hurt them.
Nothing.
Welcome to the league. Welcome to the team.
Nothing.
You're part of the team.
The other guys are going to do that. He's facing some guys who will do that. They're right out the bat, he's got the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I ain't talking about the other teams.
I'm just saying they're going to do that.
I mean, they go down to Miami, so
he'll get a little bit of that this week.
He may feel that this week, but that right side of the line got to be tight. They are an almost elite run-blocking team, but you're right, pass blocking is iffy, and it's really mostly on that right side. So whoever is starting on that right side, just know Storm Norton is behind you. That man is behind you, so keep it tight.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
I think they rolled out some new menu items yesterday. I think I was listening last night, and they were talking
about that restaurant or just what they sell inside the stadium?
No, some new menu items they brought out for some of the media folks to try.
Oh, for you guys?
I wasn't there.
Okay. Well, you said media guys, and so I figured you.
Well, I mean, they brought it for the media last night. I don't know if it means what you receive on a game day.
Okay, so what are we talking about here? Steaks?
No.
Fish?
Some different stuff I was hearing.
Quesadillas?
I was listening to Abe Gordon talk about it last night. And Abe said he didn't really dive into it because he had eaten a big lunch before he went down there.
Plus, Abe's an athlete. Yeah, he's running in the pastry and you know, stuff like that.
So Abe said, I thought it was nice. I couldn't really dive into it like I wanted to.
When did you learn, as a reporter, when you got up to the press box, you shouldn't eat a lot of the meal because you usually be sleeping by the seventh inning?
Oh, my goodness. Going to South Carolina games back in the day. When I worked in Augusta, you go to games over in Columbia, man, and the feed bag started early over there. I mean, the minute you pull up in the parking lot, I mean, really, they have these tubs. You would have these tubs of popcorn.
Right.
You know, and then you'd have a pregame meal that would be very nice. And at halftime, they would have deep dish pizzas at
South Carolina
at halftime in the press box.
Okay,
you know, and it was.
And you ate a slice of deep dish pizza.
And I'm looking for a couch for the
right.
Let's
say the fourth quarter comes. Where's Sam?
But you wake up because Sterling Sharp was out there running up and down the field. You didn't want to miss that dude. Man.
That's when it bore Mark. Is it Scott Ellis?
Todd Ellis. Todd Ellis was the guy that was throwing the ball to him.
Yeah.
You know,
went to South Carolina. Mark, his brother, Mark Ellis, is the one who started Game Changing Films, which you can see on Casting Call. For those of you who are athletes or play on a team and you want to let the film industry know that you're interested in being in a particular project, if it's individual sports or if it's team sports, we get these coaches on here on a regular basis. And I say, not for this year's particular team, but just say Pope High School, like what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Made themselves available to the film industry if you ever wanted to film anything out there. And you could use our facilities and blah, blah, blah. This is how you go about doing it. And so they filmed, you know, a movie out there, and I kicked the athletic director out of his office, and that story's been well chronicled.
And the way the script went, Pope beat Carrollton.
Yeah, but the movie was...
Yeah, but
I've never seen it. I've heard nothing but nasty stuff about it.
But in the movie, Pope beat Carrollton.
Okay. Well, that's my point. Game-changing films. Check it out. I told this to families, parents who have kids who play individual sports or team sports. Get that tape to Game-Changing Films. And then when they – just like you're doing NILs right now.
Yeah.
And when they're looking for a tennis player or a basketball player or whatever it is, a curler.
I can find some of those around here.
Maybe.
They might be one or two around here.
They might be one of those locations where they do curling at. It's the ice rink that when they take the ice off in the summertime, they do curling in there. So, all right, coming up next, we have got Megan L. Hall. She's going to join us. USA Today for the Win is her section, and she has got lots of thoughts on what's going on WNBA, women's basketball as a whole, and, of course, the Olympics.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
She's up next, Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
City making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. California,
y'all. Can't help it. Like three of them I know all the words to. That's it right there. Bringing in our guests, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
She is just amazed. 92.9 The Game.
She is flabbergasted. She shouldn't have picked this song, and I wouldn't be making a fool out of myself. Anyway, welcome in Megan L. Hall from USA Today.
Hey, Megan.
For the win. She's just over here laughing at us like we fools.
Good morning.
Well, I'm a fool.
Listen,
Sam's
I'm
not.
So glad I was on mute because I was laughing away. Because you're like, come on, Sam, you got to get on this. Sam, and say a word.
Yeah. I'm getting every third word. I was close.
Oh, my goodness.
Barnett, Megan, how's your week been since we talked to you last? How many hours of Olympic coverage have you watched?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know, y'all. I've watched so much. I will say that I am living for Peacock. If you don't have that app, like, I highly recommend it if you're into Olympics coverage like I am, because they've got every sport you can think of, and they have the gold zone where it's, like, multiple sports on the screen at once. It's fantastic. So I'm over here watching, like, dressage and handball and stuff I don't ever typically watch outside of the Olympics, but I love it, and it's been fantastic.
I'm watching table tennis myself. We got women's table tennis on, and you got the cycles are going on. Hey, yeah, you're right. You're right, Megan. There's so much happening. But later on today, we're going to get some basketball going, and the USA teams. Thoughts about your, first of all, the 3-on-3 team, and then the regular team for the U.S. women, and what you've seen from them so far.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just call the thing a thing. Like, the 3-by-3 teams have just been underwhelming to start the Olympics. The women's third 0-3, the men's started, I think, 0-4. And then all of a sudden we're kind of moving and grooving a little bit. We got some things happening. The women have come back 3 straight wins, and men have now rattled off 2 wins. So I think what you're seeing in real time is them kind of figuring out this chemistry thing, because I'll be honest with you, it was ugly. I won't even lie to you and tell you it wasn't. And I got to shout out Ryan Howard. She had a ginormous shot yesterday. The women went to an overtime game with Canada. I thought Canada might have run away with it, and then Ryan just hit the shot of her life, basically. Body all on her. She just heaves up a shot, swish, boom, bang, an eagle screeches, America, and and here we are talking about, them still being in, contention for a gold medal. So pretty awesome stuff there. And then you got the women's 5-by-5 that played today as well. Brianna Stewart and Asia Wilson, my goodness. They've been on a tear. They have been steamrolling everyone in front of them, and everybody just better get out of the way because they are on a mission.
You know, Megan, I was thinking of a question to ask you as we come on here, because we've been talking Olympics, and we'll talk to you again, and we'll get back to the Olympics and then WNBA in their second season. But I wanted to ask you about an individual, because we started off talking about this show with the Olympics and some of the people who won't be back on that stage, like Simone Biles. She will not be back, and all-time great. And then there's others. But there's one that I mentioned to Noelle when we were talking the women's basketball team. I want you to take a second and tell our audience and just your thoughts on the career of Diana Taurasi and her last appearance here in the Olympics, most likely, what she has meant to women's basketball.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'll say this, six times going to the Olympics is just absolutely wild. There are only three athletes, on Team USA who have been able to do that in the last several years. And I think for DT, I'll say this, and I'm so sorry, Dream France, to bring this back up. This is a painful memory for you. But last season, she hit 10,000 points on a night that she played the Atlanta Dream. She goes off for 40-plus points. And at this point, she's 41 years old, still hooping like that. And to me, that just speaks to her incredible endurance, longevity, how well you have to take care of your body to be able to do that. And it's very interesting to me that when you hear people talk about the GOAT of the game, sometimes, you know, Diana Taurasi's name is not brought up as much as, say, a Cheryl Swoops or Maya Moore or Candace Parker or something like that. But DT is up there, man. DT is certainly up there. And I think for me personally, as someone who is and I'm always transparent about this, newer to, you know, kind of diving deep into the WNBA within the last couple of years, I've truly been in awe of her and her ability to tune everything out and just go out and hoop. And, you know, she's obviously, you know, not as prolific as she was in her heyday, of course, but she's still solid. She's still automatic, you know, when you need her. And I think, again, that is just something you just don't see. I think she will sorely be missed once she actually retires. And as she so eloquently told someone very recently, when the Olympics roll around in 2028, she will be in LA, but she will be on the beach with a beer.
Yeah. And let me just say this, Sam, and I know you want to jump in here. It's going to be very interesting 5 years from now for that Hall of Fame call, because there might possibly be, for the first time, the women dominating, because you're going to have Candace Parker and Diana Taurasi going in that same year. Because if she shuts it down after this season, Candace shut it down before this. So I'm just saying it'll be 5 years. They're going in together. Those two going into the Hall of Fame versus, I mean, what two men?
You know, come in, right?
You know what I mean? Right. That'll be the draw that particular year.
Absolutely, absolutely. Folks, we're spending time on the waitfor.com outline with Megan L. Hall. And she is social. You can find her at It's Megan L. Hall. At It's Megan L. Hall. You know, it was 1996 here in Atlanta after those Olympic Games that the WNBA took shape. And we've seen the surge of excitement and visibility for the women's game, first with the collegiate ranks and now the professional ranks. Coming out of these Olympics, you know, they're due to some things to change with this team. There's going to be some money. And money changes things. And will that, I'm going to ask you, will that change the fact of seeing more of the global players, international players, come to play in the WNBA? You know, I was thinking about that this week and why you don't see a lot. First of all, there are not as many teams as the NBA, but also they take a pay cut when they come here. You know, the players from other countries, and they ain't heard to take a pay cut, but the money is bound to get better. Might we see more of these players that we're seeing in the Olympics playing for other countries come to the WNBA after this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you'll continue to see that pipeline grow. I think about it particularly if you think about, for example, we'll go to the Mystics, Shirley Van Lowe. She is the oldest rookie in the WNBA, and I say that with, you know, air quotations, but Julie had, you know, an entire career over in Europe before she came to the WNBA, and she's spoken about at length. She wasn't quite sure that it would ever happen for her, but it was always a dream. And so it really helped to have someone who was, you know, a scout on Team USA actually looking at Julie, you know, before she got here, which is how she, you know, it was a small thread of how she came to join the Mystics. But I don't foresee that stopping at any point. You saw it in this year's draft. You have, you know, three, four international players all being drafted back to back to back. That means the WNBA is keeping its, you know, its eyes and ears open for this international talent. And I think here's the other thing. You got to think that with the new media rights deal, the salaries will continue to grow. We talk about it at length, is that the base salary is obviously way lower than what these women should be paid. But, you know, you have a brand new media rights deal, you know, $2.2 billion deal that will has a possibility to probably even grow to $3 billion, I would think, once there's a renegotiation clause in there after 3 years. So yeah, you're going to see that salary continue to grow, but I think all of it is connected in the way that there's exposure for everyone, right? Like these international players are realizing, like, hey, not only can I open up more people's eyes to my games, but now I'm coming to a league that is, as many described, as one of the best in the world, and the level of talent is elite there. So I would not be surprised to continue to see it keep growing.
That's Megan L. Hall joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You brought it up. That's where I was going to go next, talking about the new, as they call it, monumental deal. Disney, Amazon Prime, and NBCU are going to be a part of this $2.2 billion deal. It's like $200 million per year. And as you said, it could grow up to $3 billion. When you've heard that number, first of all, and the number of years, this is over 11 years, what were your thoughts?
I thought it was good. I thought it was a good start.
A good start?
And I don't really want to say start.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good start. It's a good start, right? So here's the thing. Like, last season, you saw it, right? You saw how big the college game grew. And you saw this colossal, you know, meetup in real time of the growth of the college game and the growth of the WNBA meeting in real time. But you got to think, there's people that are coming behind the Caitlin Clarks and the Angel Reeses of the world. You've got your Paige Beckers, you got your Juju. You know, those types of big, huge players are also going to bring their following. This is just the start for the WNBA. And I say that wholeheartedly with full confidence. I think Cheryl Miller was right. Like, I mean, I don't know if I'd call it a low ball per se, like she did, but I think she was right in saying that it's probably not enough. Because if you're thinking about the trajectory that this league is going to go on, at some point we're going to look back at this and say, what? This is how much they all got? I mean, compared to the NBA. Now, I know there's somebody who's going to be listening to this and say, you can't compare the two. But my point being is, when you invest in the product, because the product's always been good, the issue has not been the product. The issue has been the lack of investment and eyes on the game and exposure. So when you invest in the product, you see, oh my goodness, if I had just bothered to turn my head and look, I could have seen that there was the Asia Wilsons, the Breonna Stewarts, the Caitlin Clarks, the Angel Reeses, the, you know, Alyssa Thomases of the world, and seeing what that can do for my network. So now you've got these networks who are invested, right? Disney comes in, NBC comes in, Amazon comes in, and now they want a piece of the pie. So I think that this is going to be just the beginning. And I think, like I mentioned earlier, when that renegotiation clause comes in 2028, yeah, it could get up to $3 billion. I wouldn't even be shocked by then if it went to 3.5 or even 4. And then when this deal ends, you know, in several years, yeah, we could be looking at something like, you know, a 7 or an 8 or even higher. And I think that, you know, the league is well within their rights to ask for that, because they're showing that they can stand up on their own 2 feet. And that's been the big complaint from many people, is that, oh, well, the NBA finances the WNBA. Well, you know, actually, the WNBA has been trying to stand up on its 2 feet, you know, for the last several years. And I would say dating back to 2019, and when they started doubling revenue, you know, they've been trying to make that argument too. And so now that they, you know, they're having this, hey, revenue's growing, the exposure for the players are going, yeah, you can start asking for bigger deals. And I think they should and will do that.
Yeah, that's what we watch for. That's what we're watching for, especially coming off of the performance they're going to get to see today. And we watch Team USA, see if they continue that success and bring home yet another gold medal. And then, of course, you know, we get things back with the second half of this WNBA season and see if we get some folks healthy in Atlanta Dream doing some good things, Megan. That's what we're going to be looking for.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm super excited to see the you know, Team USA continue to. And I'll say this: if you haven't been watching these games, they're tough. Like, that game against Belgium was tough. It was a physical game. Poor Asia Wilson was just getting beat up in the paint. And I think that, you know, teams are obviously giving their best shot, but the Team USA is deep. It's really deep. And that's why you're having, you know, people complain and tweet and you know, and make comments about, you know, players like Kalia Copper not getting enough minutes. Like, in what world would you sit Kalia Copper? The Olympics, because there's somebody in front of her, right? Like, you know, in what world would you sit a Sabrina Ionescu? The Olympics, because you need her to come off the bench. Like, it's just wild to witness. And I think that, you know, that's going to be, that's the fun part about, you know, this team. It's a great, fantastic team with plenty of players there. And then as we transition, you know, to the second half of the season, I will be looking to see what happens with some of these bigger awards. What happens with MVP, although it should be Asia Wilson, and I'm saying it here, and it should be unanimous Asia Wilson, in case that wasn't clear. And then it should be, you know, Asia Wilson probably for Defensive Player of the Year, unless Nafisa Collier, you know, pulls out, you know, this epic second half of the season. It'll be interesting to see who gets Rookie of the Year. Caitlin is the front runner and probably will continue to be. Unless Angel Reese, you know, makes it interesting and hauls off and has a great August and September. So I'm thrilled for the second half of the season. We're just getting tremendous exposure. And players are just playing outside, you know, of their bodies, basically. We're getting some great basketball. So kudos to them, kudos to the women, and I cannot wait to see it.
Megan, we're up against it. We're real quick here, but I know Megan, Noelle wanted to ask you a quick question before we get out of here.
Yeah, go for it.
I just wanted to know, I mean, we know all about Captain America, right? We know all about Statue of Liberty. That's from calling Breonna Stewart on this Olympic run. Who has impressed you outside of the typical names? I mean, they're all stars, right, to your point. That's why you have a Kalia Copper sitting on the bench, who I think is in good company with Jason Tatum also sitting on the bench for one of those games. Yeah. What happens when you have an influx of when there's just talent across the board. But who on this Olympic surprised you outside of the usual names?
I'm actually going to go both men and women. So I'm going to go Kevin Durant. Oh my goodness. The first game that he was back, just absolutely lights out. I think he started, 8 for 8? With, you know, almost 20 points or maybe a little over 20 points by halftime. Just tremendous work there. And then on the women's side, I'm actually going to go Jackie Young. I think the work that she's been doing is underrated. But that's kind of Jackie Young's game. She's super quiet until you realize, oh, Jackie's been going off. I'll give you those two. If you haven't been watching, again, pay attention, because I think it's about to get a lot more interesting as we get closer to these gold medal games.
All right. Megan L. Hall from USA Today and For the Win. Thank you, as always, Megan. And we will be talking to you soon. But, again, just thank you for getting up and joining us on the Saturday morning.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, and one more thing for you guys before I leave. Next time, Tevin Campbell, Can We Talk? That's my favorite.
Oh, she's going to switch up to see. See, now she's getting comfortable with us, right? She's going to switch. She's bringing requests now. All right. Well, we'll see if we can accommodate
that. We're
playing what we're doing here. Anyway, Sam, enjoy the rest of your weekend, Megan.
Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next, and let you know where some jobs are. They're flying through the air, folks. Got a casting call. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, third day of August. Trying to make sure I got the right one out here, because I want to make sure that people have a chance at some of these job opportunities in front of the camera. On this little segment here, we're going to do a quick little casting call. We have a fresh one for you tomorrow, but some of these jobs, well, most of them are all relevant still.
Okay.
You want to get in front of the camera for destination casting. Remember, I talked about this last week, and you guys said that you weren't roller skaters. Y'all didn't go out and do roller skating coming up?
Not roller skating.
I did for a little bit. I did inline skating a lot.
Okay.
I did a lot of that. But roller skating, I just never mastered stopping.
Yeah, that was a problem for me.
I just never mastered it, so I let it go.
They didn't come with brakes or an airbag.
No, they did not.
No.
And curbs hurt when you land on them. So I say that because Destination Casting, the first one you will see, they're looking for roller skaters. And this is a featured deal. This is going to be on a new project, streaming TV series. And they are looking for men and women, all ethnicities, to be part of a skate crew. All right, and it's going to be a reoccurring role, the talent. Now, they want you to submit showing you got some skills, showing some moves.
Okay.
So just read through the whole breakdown. You'll see that. But it's the first one, Destination Casting, looking for those of you out here who think you got game as far as roller skating. Now, P-Valley, they're looking for those of you who can do the jobs that you will see inside of a casino. Simple as that. You'll see those listed there. Everything from a dealer to bellboys to cocktail waitresses to pit bosses to stick men.
To who?
Stick men.
Who are those folks?
Those are the guys who moved, you know, go grab the dice and bring them back to
okay,
you.
Okay, okay.
You know, the stick man.
Okay. I know that was their title.
I didn't know it either, but I had to look
I know there's somebody
up.
That does that, right?
Yeah. So I just made that up, but I would figure it's a good one. Cassie TaylorMade doing a... Now, this is one of those where you want to... I said this last week. There may be an opportunity for you again to be a part of this crew, but they're doing a training video for a luxury hotel. I've never had a job like this where they're going to blatantly say, we're going to pay you four digits. But this is four digits.
Nice.
Okay, so this is a good paying one. You'll see it under Casting TaylorMade. After that, Extras Casting Atlanta got a commercial they're shooting. So again, these are the jobs that are happening right now. You want to get them. You still got to most of next week to get yourself submitted for them. But I'm going to have a fresh one tomorrow. You guys got any questions about any of this stuff? Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com. You can see the list up on Get Cast with Greg on X and also 929thegame.com/castingcall. There you go. I'm sure. And I have to just continue just reminding you guys, check out the Red One trailer if you've not seen it yet.
Okay.
The movie Red One.
Right.
Have you seen the trailer?
I've not seen the trailer.
Dude, I thought I played it for you. It finally came out. It was about a month ago, but I'm this close to being able to share that picture I've been sitting on for two and a half years.
Yeah.
I can't put it out until the movie's released. I got another one of those today. I'm going to let you read this on the air. I'm going to give you inside something. This will be good, Sam, because I tend to share with you some of the stuff in the industry, so I'm going to let you read.
But this is going to be, did you shoot this one out of Perimeter Mall too?
No. This that was a Red One.
Oh.
This is what I got last week. And this is from the people connected with, I'll use the working title, Genesis. Okay, but it's a, never the people that printed it, it's a Superman.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not breaking any laws here, but I'm just telling you, this is some of the things that you get if you work on something like that. Maybe basically it's saying keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, I can believe that. I can believe that.
Basically, keep your mouth shut and don't put nothing online.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to actually do this here. Thank you all for your hard work. It could not have been done without you. It's been a great run, and production security cannot thank you enough. As we wrap, we would like to remind everyone that our production policy of not, you know what I'm saying, keep your mouth shut, is
keep your
mouth shut until the film is released. So I can't show any pictures of, you know, just being on set, not even doing anything, just standing there waiting to go film the scene, but you're in costume. Can't show that.
Okay.
So that one picture that I have that I'm sitting on from Red One, were I to put that out there, given the role I'm playing, for the first time I'm not doing a reporter. I'm not doing the usual roles that I play. It would kind of give you an idea what the scene's going to be. So I can't put that out there. And for the first time, I know exactly where this is going to be in the movie. I've never been able to do that, but I now know, given what I've seen so far in the trailer and given what I did and the conversation that took place between the actors in the scene I'm in.
Okay.
I had to dance around that one. Yeah. I really did. But given that, I know exactly where it's going to be.
And how'd you figure that out?
Because, like I said, just...
It's like, was it like a jigsaw puzzle? You kind of fit in.
I'm just watching what I'm saying here. It's the dialogue.
Okay.
It's as simple as that. It's the dialogue between the actors in that scene and me, and my dialogue with them, that tells me where this is going to be. I know exactly where it's going to be.
Okay.
Now, if I say that, it's either in the beginning at some point or at the end, right? Because you can't dictate where it's going to be actually in the middle. So it's one of those.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that. I'm telling you, everybody that's seen this trailer, they go, oh, man, I got to see this. They really have. And this is on top of, like, Spider-Man was what it was. That was the biggest movie I was in before this. And then, you know, working with Clint Eastwood on Richard Jewell, which they're running ad nauseum now because of the Olympics,
right?
Which is cool. You know, I get people rolling up and I saw that the other night. You're in four scenes. I'm like, damn, but they cut all my lines out. But
you're in there.
I'm in there, and I got residuals from that. Which, by the way, are getting smaller.
That was pretty cool. But I went to see that with my nieces, and they picked you. They picked you out before I did.
Really?
Yeah, they picked you out before I said, there he is.
So this will be, and again, Sam, this is the backup from last year's strike. So there will be another Christmas movie that will be coming out that I tripped and fell into, and that's called Dear Santa, and this is Farrelly Brothers.
Okay.
And it's, okay.
Careful.
It's a bunch of kids and Jack Black.
Okay.
Now I'll leave it at that. Because if I tell you the plot of it, I can't, you know, then I'll get in trouble. Yeah. Although I didn't sign anything for that one. So I could blast it out there.
Either way, though, nah.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. But you got that. And I'm still looking for Call Me Now, The Life and Times of Miss Cleo, which I don't know where that is. That was another one that was filmed before the strike. And it is, everybody remembers of a certain age when you used to drink too much back in the early 2000s, whatever, get 2 a.m. call and try and get your psychic hotline read.
Oh, yeah, now.
Yeah, yeah. And you'd call Miss Cleo or Dionne Warwick. They're making a movie about, they made a movie about that.
Call Me Now.
Call Me Now, Life and Times of Miss Cleo, directed by Tim Reed. Venus Flytrap from WKRP mm-hmm. in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. He directed it, and his wife is in it.
Okay.
Daphne Maxwell.
Yep. Yeah.
And I played a neighbor who has to go fuss at her, and I realized
you got
to
fuss at Aunt Viv.
I have to fuss at Aunt Viv.
Oh, man.
Out of body experience. So all that stuff is coming out, man. Oh, man. But anyway, casting call is there, and the good news is the Teamsters are ever so closely putting a stamp on the new contract.
Okay.
And everything be done with. We're pretty much there. And it's been agreed upon as I have read through various stories, but there's still just a little bit more that's got to be finalized. But then that means things are going to pick back up. So still kind of a slow time, but I would imagine as we approach the holidays, man, it's going, all these sound stages will be used. Tyler Perry will be filled up. All umpteen sound stages, trilets, all of them be used up there.
Okay.
So, and I can't wait. Because I'm not booking nothing right now because I'm in competition with all the big actors who are not working. So they're auditioning the same roles as me. And I'm like, y'all get back to work so I can get some of these roles, will you? I am. I'm just like, there's a couple things I thought I should have gotten. I was like, I ain't get them. I was like, what's going on here? And they went, well, you're competing against A-list actors. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yikes.
I know where I'm at. I know the lane I occupy. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But I want them other folks to get back to work.
Yeah, no, that's right.
So, anyway, coming up 9 o'clock hour, we got a full line of people coming up here next.
Yeah, we do. I think people are going to enjoy. I mean, we just, you know, we had a chance to talk about women's basketball and college basketball and who's next. Well, someone who is next will join us at the top of the hour. We're going to hear from Raven Johnson, product of local Westlake High School, playing for the University of South Carolina. She's been a part of two national championship teams there, Coach Don Staley. She's doing something special in community today. She's doing a book bag gift back. I'm going to let her mention where she's going to do that at. And yeah, I mean, she's making the most of it. I mean, the NIL, all the things that she's getting a chance to do. I think she's got a clothing line that she's doing. She's getting a chance to do a lot of things. And like you said, when she goes to the next level, this all comes with her, you know? And so and she's pretty excited about it. And being part of it. It's one of those things of a place like South Carolina, you have to wait your turn because you got these players in front of you. And you see them now. They're in there at the next level, and they're doing amazing things. Next this coming season, I think it's really going to be her turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looking forward. She's coming. And then she's followed by Joe Patrick.
How about that?
Who'll be wearing a couple hats, going to talk Falcons, going to talk Atlanta United. So looking forward to getting this guy in here. Hey, 29th president of the United States. Know who he might be? Take a stab at it. Turn of the century. Well, the last century. Ran around there early on there. Anyway, he died on this day. And I say that because baseball was canceled after Warren G. Harding. Warren G. Harding, the 29th president, died. That made the vice president the new president.
Okay.
I'll cut your grass if you can tell me who that was. It was the vice president who became president after Harding. A little civics class here, folks.
Oh, really? I forget who was in that there.
Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin
Coolidge. Who, by the way, and this ain't got nothing to do with what I was talking about, but I just remember this insignificant information. He had a stroke while he was in office, and his wife ran the country for a minute. Edith Galt. Look that up. This is coming off the top of my head, but Edith Galt was his wife.
Yep.
He was his second wife, and Coolidge has a stroke while he's in office.
Where's the vice president?
I don't know. Well, he was the vice president, remember, and he stepped up.
Well, he had to get somebody else in the
Well, I don't know what happened there, but they in other words, there wasn't that chain of that
no making sure. No Secretary of Defense.
there was no Mike Johnson. There was none of those guys.
Alexander
there was Haig. No Dan Quayle, there none
no,
of that stuff.
No
right?
Alexander Haig.
Nah. Anyway,
I'm in charge here.
This is what led to this thing about when the 25th Amendment, I would imagine, if the enough to fulfill it, you got to sign that piece of paper. And I think it goes back to when he was president, Calvin Coolidge, and his wife basically ran things. And she called it her duty. And nobody said nothing about it. Now, she was behind the scenes and all that stuff. I don't know the speeches she made, but yeah, famous thing here. Had a stroke. Too bad for him. Coming up, Joe Patrick, Raven Johnson, and stuff we haven't even thought of yet. That's what we do. Sam and Greg with Noel on the other side. Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app. Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, third day of August. Trying to make sure I got the right one out here because I want to make sure that people have a chance at some of these job opportunities in front of the camera. On this little segment here, we're going to do a quick little casting call. We have a fresh one for you tomorrow, but some of these jobs, well, most of them are all relevant still.
Okay.
You want to get in front of the camera for destination casting? They're looking, remember, I talked about this last week, and you guys said that you weren't roller skaters. Y'all didn't go out and do roller skating coming up?
Not roller skating.
I did for a little bit. I did inline skating a lot.
Okay.
I did a lot of that. But roller skating, I just never mastered stopping.
Yeah, that was always that was a problem for me.
I just never mastered it, so I let it go.
They didn't come with brakes or an airbag.
No, they did not.
No.
And curbs hurt when you land on them. So I say that because Destination Casting, the first one you will see, they're looking for roller skaters. And this is a featured deal. This is going to be on a new project, streaming TV series. And they are looking for men and women, all ethnicities, to be part of a skate crew. All right, and it's going to be a reoccurring role, the talent. Now, they want you to submit showing you got some skills, showing some moves.
Okay.
So just read through the whole breakdown. You'll see that. But it's the first one, Destination Casting, looking for those of you out there who think you got game as far as roller skating. Now, P-Valley, they're looking for those of you who can do the jobs that you will see inside of a casino. Simple as that. You'll see those listed there. Everything from a dealer to bellboys to cocktail waitresses to pit bosses to stick men.
To who?
Stick men.
Who are those folks?
Those are the guys who go grab the dice and bring them back to you.
Okay, okay.
You know, the stick man.
Okay. I didn't know that was their title.
I didn't know it either, but I had to look it
up. I know there's somebody that does that, right?
Yeah. I just made that up, but I would figure that's a good one. Casting tailor-made, now this is one of those where you want to, I said this last week, there may be an opportunity for you again to be a part of this crew, but they're doing a training video for a luxury hotel. I've never had a job like this where they're going to blatantly say, we're going to pay you four digits. But this is four digits.
Nice.
Okay, so this is a good paying one. You'll see it under Casting Tailor Made. After that, Extras Casting Atlanta got a commercial they're shooting. So again, these are the jobs that are happening right now. You want to get them. You still got to most of next week to get yourself submitted for them. But I'm going to have a fresh one tomorrow. You guys got any questions about any of this stuff? Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com. You can see the list up on Get Cast with Greg on X and also 929thegame.com/castingcall. There you go. I'm sure. And I have to just continue just reminding you guys, check out the Red One trailer if you've not seen it yet.
Okay.
The movie Red One.
Right.
Have you seen the trailer?
I have not seen the trailer.
Dude, I thought I played it for you. It finally came out. It was about a month ago, but I'm this close to being able to share that picture I've been sitting on for two and a half years.
Yeah.
I can't put it out until the movie's released. I got another one of those today. I'm going to let you read this on the air. I'm going to give you inside something. This will be good, Sam, because I tend to share with you some of the stuff in the industry. So I'm going to let you read.
This is going to be. Did you shoot this one out of Perimeter Mall too?
No. This that was a Red One.
Oh.
This is what I got last week, and this is from the people connected with. I'll use the working title Genesis. Okay, but it's a Never the people that printed it. It's a Superman.
Okay.
Okay. So I can't. I'm not breaking any laws here, but I'm just telling you this is some of the things that you get if you work on something like that. Maybe basically it's saying keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, I can believe that. I can believe that.
Basically, keep your mouth shut and don't put nothing online.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to actually do this here. Thank you all for your hard work. It could not have been done without you. It's been a great run, and production security cannot thank you enough. As we wrap, we would like to remind everyone that our production policy of not, you know what I'm saying, keep your mouth shut, is keep your mouth shut until the film is released. So I can't show any pictures of, you know, just being on set, not even doing anything, just standing there waiting to go film the scene, but you're in costume. Can't show that.
Okay.
So that one picture that I have that I'm sitting on from Red One, were I to put that out there, given the role I'm playing, for the first time I'm not doing a reporter. I'm not doing the usual roles that I play. It would kind of give you an idea what the scene's going to be. So I can't put that out there. And for the first time, I know exactly where this is going to be in the movie. I've never been able to do that, but I now know, given what I've seen so far in the trailer and given what I did and the conversation that took place between the actors in the scene I'm in.
Okay.
I had to dance around that one. Yeah. I really did. But given that, I know exactly where it's going to be.
And how'd you figure that out?
Because, like I said, just...
It's like, was it like a jigsaw puzzle? You kind of fit in.
I'm just watching what I'm saying here. It's the dialogue.
Okay.
It's as simple as that. It's the dialogue between the actors in that scene and me, and my dialogue with them, that tells me where this is going to be. I know exactly where it's going to be.
Okay.
Now, if I say that, it's either in the beginning at some point or at the end, right? Because you can't dictate where it's going to be actually in the middle. So it's one of those.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that. All right. I'm telling you, everybody that's seen this trailer, they go, oh, man, I got to see this. They really have. And this is on top of, like, Spider-Man was what it was. That was the biggest movie I was in before this. And then, you know, working with Clint Eastwood on Richard Jewell, which they're running ad nauseum now because of the Olympics.
Right.
Which is cool. You know, I get people rolling up. I saw that the other night. You're in four scenes. I'm like, damn, but they cut all my lines out. But
you're in there.
I'm in there. And I got residuals from that, which, by the way, are getting smaller.
That was pretty cool, man. I went to see that with my nieces, and they picked you they picked you out before I did.
Really?
Yeah. They picked you out before I did. I said, there he is.
So this will be, and again, Sam, this is the backup from last year's strike. So there will be another Christmas movie that will be coming out that I tripped and fell into, and that's called Dear Santa. And this is Farrelly Brothers.
Okay.
And it's okay.
Careful.
It's a bunch of kids and Jack Black.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that. Because if I tell you the plot of it, I can't, you know, then I'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
Although I didn't sign anything for that one. So I could blast it out there.
Either way, though, nah.
I'm not doing it. But you got that. And I'm still looking for Call Me Now, The Life and Times of Miss Cleo, which I don't know where that is. That was another one that was filmed before the strike. And it is, everybody remembers of a certain age when you used to drink too much back in the early 2000s, whatever, get 2 a.m. call and try and get your psychic hotline read.
Oh, yeah, now.
Yeah, and you'd call Miss Cleo or Dionne Warwick. They're making a movie about. They made a movie about that.
Call Me Now.
Call Me Now. Life and Times of Miss Cleo, directed by Tim Reed. Venus Flytrap from WKRP in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. He directed it, and his wife is in it.
Okay,
Daphne Maxwell.
Yep. Yeah.
And I played a neighbor who has to go fuss at her, and I realized
you got
to
fuss at Aunt Viv.
I have to fuss at Aunt Viv.
No, oh,
out of body experience. So all that stuff is coming out, man. Oh, man. But anyway, casting call is there, and the good news is the Teamsters are ever so closely putting a stamp on the new contract.
Okay.
And everything be done with. We're pretty much there, and it's been agreed upon as I have read through various stories, but there's still just a little bit more that's got to be finalized. But then that means things are going to pick back up. So still kind of a slow time, but I would imagine as we approach the holidays, man, These all these sound stages will be used. Tyler Perry will be filled up. All umpteen sound stages, trilets, all of them be used up there.
Okay.
So, and I can't wait because I'm not booking nothing right now because I'm in competition with all the big actors who are not working. So they're auditioning the same roles as me. And I'm like, y'all get back to work so I can get some of these roles, will you? I am. I'm just like, there's a couple things I thought I should have gotten. I was like, I ain't get them. I was like, what's going on here? And they went, well, you're competing against A-list actors. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yikes.
I know where I'm at. I know the lane I occupy, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But I want them other folks to get back to work.
Yeah, no, that's right.
So, anyway, coming up, 9 o'clock hour, we got a full line of people coming up here next.
Yeah, we do. I think people are going to enjoy it. I mean, we just, you know, we had a chance to talk about women's basketball and college basketball and who's next. Well, someone who is next will join us at the top of the hour. We're going to hear from Raven Johnson, product of local Westlake High School, playing for the University of South Carolina. She's been a part of two national championship teams there, Coach Don Staley. She's doing something special in community today. She's doing a book bag give back. I'm going to let her mention where she's going to do that at. And, yeah, I mean, she's making the most of it. I mean, the NIL, all the things that she's getting the chance to do. I think she's got a clothing line that she's doing. She's getting a chance to do a lot of things. And like you said, when she goes to the next level, this all comes with her. You know? And she's pretty excited about it. And being part of it. It's one of those things of a place like South Carolina, you have to wait your turn because you got these players in front of you. And you see them now. They're in there at the next level, and they're doing amazing things. Next this coming season, I think it's really going to be her turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looking forward. She's going, and then she's followed by Joe Patrick.
How about that?
Who'll be wearing a couple hats, going to talk Falcons, going to talk Atlanta United. So looking forward to getting this guy in here. Hey, 29th president of the United States. Know who he might be? Take a shot. Take a stab at it. Turn of the century. Well, the last century. Ran around there early on there. Anyway, he died on this day. And I say that because baseball was canceled after Warren G. Harding. Warren G. Harding, the 29th president, died. That made the vice president the new president.
Okay.
I'll cut your grass if you can tell me who that was. It was the vice president who became president after Harding. A little civics class here, folks.
Oh, really? I forget who was in that there.
Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin
Coolidge. Who, by the way, and this ain't got nothing to do with what I was talking about, but I just remember this insignificant information. He had a stroke while he was in office, and his wife ran the president, ran the country for a minute. Edith Galt. Look that up. This is coming off the top of my head, but Edith Galt was his wife.
Yep.
He was his second wife, and Coolidge has a stroke while he's in office.
Where's the vice president?
I don't know. Well, he was the vice president, remember, and he stepped up.
Well, they had to get somebody else in the
building. Well, I don't know what happened there, but they in other words, there wasn't that chain of that.
No secretary, no Secretary of Defense.
there was no Mike Johnson. There was none of those guys.
Alexander
there was
Haig.
No Dan Quayle. None of that stuff.
No
right?
Alexander Haig.
Nah. Anyway,
I'm in charge here.
This is what led to this thing about when the 25th Amendment. I would imagine if the enough to fulfill is got to sign that piece of paper, and I think it goes back to when he was president, Calvin Coolidge, and his wife basically ran things, and she called it her duty, and nobody said nothing about it. Now, she was behind the scenes and all that stuff. I don't know the speeches she made, but, yeah, famous thing here. Had a stroke. Too bad for him. Coming up, Joe Patrick, Raven Johnson, and stuff we haven't even thought of yet. That's what we do. Sam and Greg with Noel on the other side. Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.